We spoke yesterday with Caro Meldrum Hanna, who's one of the best investigative journalists in the country. Caro Meldrum Hanna was responsible for the story that exposed the horrendous live baiting in the greyhound industry. She brought us the inside story of the former union whistleblower Kathy Jackson and her partner Michael Lawler. And yesterday she told us on this program that we'd need to see for ourselves what was happening to child detainees in the Northern Territory. And I said to Caro yesterday when we spoke late yesterday afternoon that on these kind of cases, I often fall on the side of the correctional officers because they've got a hell of a job to do. But Caro Meldrum Hanna said, look, you've got to see this for yourself. And what we saw on Four Corners was well below Australian standards. I don't know what each of these boys did wrong to land them in detention, but there's no excuse for treating children in that manner. They are children after all. And the worst of it, in my opinion, was the gassing of boys who'd done nothing wrong. One boy had broken out of his cell into a common area, and the response from prison staff was to gas about half a dozen of them. The other boys had been in their cells behaving themselves, but they all got tear gassed. It's a tough job these prison officers have, but they can do better than this. Having said that, I was a little surprised by some of the reactions to this investigation and this footage. I was surprised that Malcolm Turnbull called a royal commission, for starters. I would have thought that you'd send a minister or two to the top end, sit down with the chief minister in the Northern Territory, Adam Giles, and fix the problem immediately. Reform the jails, sack the thugs, put some fresh thinking in place. But instead, there's a royal commission that's been called. That will take a long time. But as far as over-the-top reactions go, nobody can beat Mick Gooder. Australia's Aboriginal Social Justice Commissioner wants the Northern Territory government to be sacked. The whole government. He says the federal government has to intervene and sack the Northern Territory government. Sack the entire government of the Northern Territory. That's the call from Mick Gooder, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islands Social Justice Commissioner. Mick, I think that that is a little bit over the top. Let's keep our heads here. Yes, it was terrible what we saw last night, and yes, we can do it a whole lot better. But I just think sometimes the community wishes that we could get on top of these things a little faster than sitting around for 6 months and holding a royal commission or thinking that sacking an entire government is somehow going to fix the problem. You had people who were behaving appallingly in some of these correctional facilities. Go and find those people, sort out who they are, make sure you get rid of them. If there are people who are in charge who've been responsible for cover-ups, make sure you punt them too. Clean the joint out, put fresh people in charge, and hopefully the problem gets fixed. Maybe I'm being a little bit too optimistic about how quickly you can sort these things out.